May 27th, 2022, and there is no turning back right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Hey guys, this is No Turning Back with Shannon Young. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, and tonight, today actually, because I'm recording this at about 10 in the morning because I got a busy weekend coming up. We are going to talk about the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial and get into all the craziness and wackiness that has been unfolding for the past couple of weeks. Except we're not. We're not going to talk about that. Instead, we're going to talk about what happened in Texas a couple days ago. In Uvalde, Texas, where 21 people were killed when an 18-year-old walked into an elementary school with a pistol and an assault rifle, potentially. I don't know if they ever confirmed it. Who knows at this point, right? And he shot and killed 21 people, 19 students, children, kids, and two adults before he was killed himself by a Border Patrol officer about an hour later. So that's the show tonight. That's what we're talking about. If you tuned into the last show, which I did about 2 weeks ago, you know, and you're going to have to get specific when it comes to these shootings now, because the last show we did was about an 18-year-old shooter who went to a supermarket in Buffalo and killed a bunch of people with an assault rifle. So within the span of 2 weeks, two shootings, each by an 18-year-old who decided to take people's lives with man killers. So, does it sound like a fun show? No, it's not a fun show. It's absolutely not going to be. And if you listen to last night's show, we did Podzilla After Dark. I didn't mean to turn the first part of that into this. Because I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be completely honest. I try to be candid on Podzilla. I mean, in general. I try to be candid. I try to tell you guys exactly what's going on and the truth and all that. First off, let me preface this by saying that I'm not a drinker. I've never been a drinker. I will occasionally drink a glass of wine, mostly because I know of the health benefits to the heart, because I don't know how many of you guys know, but I got a bad heart. But recently, I've started to enjoy a good old-fashioned glass of whiskey sometimes at night. Partially because I don't want to say I got hooked on the stuff, because that sounds awful. But at a wrestling show, probably about a year ago, it was when I had my match with Ozzie Tomlin, I tried this American Honey, I think is what it was called. And it was after my match, so I was beaten up. I was hurt. I mean, we beat the tar out of each other. And just wanted something to take the edge off a little bit, because I was in a lot of pain. So I had a glass of it. And It was good. So bought myself a bottle of it every so often. And the past couple of days, I have had probably a little bit more than I should have, because this is not a good reason. First off, this is not a good reason. Sorry. But it's getting harder and harder to come home after work. First off, it's getting harder to go to work and perform and do the things that I normally do and be excited and, you know, to do daily things, because I have to get up knowing that these things are happening, and they're happening more frequently, it feels like. And then you go to work and you do your daily thing. You try to be normal. You try to be productive. You come home, you sit down, and then what do? If you're me, you work on the show, you work on something, you stay busy because you got to keep your mind busy. But there are moments where there's nothing. It's quiet. And I hate silence. I hate silence. I hate quiet. I have anxiety, depression. I'm sure you guys all know this. You've listened to the show before. So more and more lately, I've taken just a glass of whiskey to calm me down a little bit. And that is a terrible, terrible thing to do, by the way, because that is, like Taylor Swift said, you can't, Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes. So I'm not really doing anything good for myself. But sometimes, man, I just can't stand it anymore. And I need something to just relax and laugh. It's hard to laugh these days. But last night's show, I may have had two glasses of whiskey. And I may have gone a little bit more than I meant to. So it turned very quickly into just a rambling, chaotic, yelling mess between myself and my co-hosts if you want to go back and listen to that, it was pretty entertaining, maybe. I don't know if entertaining is the right word for it. And I did it because I didn't know if I was going to do this show. I wanted to do a show about this. I also did not want to do a show about this because I don't know if you guys think this is fun for me, getting on here and talking about these things all the time, talking about depressing things. There's a reason that we shifted all of that to one show that only I do at the end of the week, because nobody wants to talk about this stuff. People, they, you know, the other people on the show, they'll talk about it, but for the most part, they want to do fun things. They want to have fun and bring joy to the world. That is what Podzilla is we try to bring entertainment to the masses. But I feel like these things are important to talk about, so I try to keep it to my own specific show. Last night, thanks to two glasses of whiskey, I brought it to everybody, and we had a pretty good discussion about it, and we're going to continue that into today. But you can go back and listen to that one and kind of get a jump start on what today is going to be like. And unlike last night, where I was yelling and screaming and just angry, I'm going to try to keep this calm, and I'm going to try to keep this sober, for lack of a better term. I also have some kind of cold forming or something, so occasionally I have to keep pausing it so I can cough my lungs out. This is normally part of the show where I'll mute the mic and let somebody else talk, but since it's just me, I'm just going to hit pause and keep going. So, you guys already know what happened. I'm not going to name names. I don't want to say his name. I used to say names, and then Asa and other people in the show were very much against that and said that it just gives publicity to them. Sure, I'll buy it. I don't want to say his name, but this 18-year-old shot his grandmother in the face. He went to school. He shot up a bunch of kids and some teachers. And let's just start with the thing that I saw most recently. Facebook is, and social media in general, is the best and worst thing I think that we've ever had. Because it's great to be able to catch up with people. I get to talk to people that I normally don't talk to because of distance. And we're all busy with our lives and et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, you get to see people who you know and care about say things or support things that absolutely boggle your mind, that absolutely it makes you look at them differently. And I saw something like that just a few moments ago before I decided to get on here and record this, where one of my friends, he posted that yesterday was proof. I mean, this was a meme he posted. And he added to it, but the meme was basically, yesterday was proof positive that the solution to what is happening is we arm our teachers. Let teachers carry. And then he said, and give them extra pay. I promise I'm going to try to not scream and curse this entire show, but you're going to have to forgive me if I fail to live up to that promise. I have a lot of teachers who are friends. I have a lot of friends who are teachers. And the thought that we should put the responsibility of protecting our kids on the same people who educate our kids is mind-numbingly awful. It is not a teacher's responsibility to carry a weapon and potentially shoot someone who is, you know, may not even be an adult, may be a kid themselves, because, you know, we've seen lots of school shooters are children. They're teenagers. And the best solution that you can come up with in a country where guns are the problem. Yes, listen to what I'm saying. Guns are the problem. The ease of which an 18-year-old can purchase assault rifles. That is the problem. And if it's not the whole problem, it's a big chunk of it. But Republicans and conservatives, mostly, almost entirely Republicans and conservatives, they don't want to put the blame on the guns. Mostly the people that are in office is because they get so much money from the NRA, the lobbyists that pay for their campaigns and their reelection funds, they don't want to bite the hands that feed them. You can go online and see how much your favorite candidate has been paid by the NRA or various gun lobbyists. So they, of course, support the idea that it's not the guns' fault, it's the people's fault. And not only do they say that, they take the responsibility off of the weapons completely. It's not, the guns aren't even an issue to them. It's the people. So one of the solutions that they have put out for many, many years and that I've seen more and more people posting is arm our teachers. Let them carry and then, you know, give them some extra money. Our teachers who we don't even pay enough as it is to teach our children. We pay our educators so poorly and expect them to shape our children's lives. And now you want to also give them a gun and have them physically protect them. You would rather put the responsibility of killing somebody on a teacher than you would taking away, you know, making guns a little bit harder to buy. Making it a little bit more difficult for any 18-year-old to go out and purchase assault rifles. You would rather put that burden on the teachers. That is absolutely ridiculous. How is that a thing that we're actually considering? Which, you know, to be fair, we're not actually considering that. That is just one of the many bullshit theories and bullshit responses that the right has given because they're trying to distract from the issue. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it because they know that the more you talk about it, the angrier people get, the more it's going to turn directly to them because they're the ones who are accepting the money from the gun lobbyists. They're the ones that are taking money for the NRA. They're the ones that are protecting guns over our children. And that's exactly what it is. I've never understood the American obsession with guns. I don't get it. Guns are neat, sure. You hold them, you pull a trigger, and they go bang. That's pretty cool, I guess. But I don't understand why our love of guns is so deep. I don't understand why it's so ingrained in our culture that we love guns so much. Other countries have guns. Other countries have mental illness. Other countries have a lot of the problems that we have here in the United States. So why is the United States the only country where this happens on such a frequent basis? And it's been happening for years. And no one's doing anything about it. They're doing nothing. How many times does this have to happen before we do something? So many people are defending the, you know, the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. I saw someone post this earlier, and it's a damn good point, and it's one that probably other people have made, but I'm going to reiterate. When the Second Amendment was created, we didn't have assault rifles. We didn't have, you know, we didn't have the technology that we have today. How can you regulate gun control based on something that was written hundreds of years ago when the technology has out-surpassed what they had? If someone walked into a school with a rifle from the time period, I doubt they're going to kill 21 people as quickly as this guy did. So why is it that we are taking that and it's just a blanket statement that the right to bear arms probably was never envisioned as an 18-year-old has the right to carry an assault rifle, a machine gun. So I don't get it. I absolutely don't get it. I don't get the obsession. And I damn sure don't get the idea of why we would want to then give a teacher a gun and tell them, if someone pops into your class, shoot them. Now, there are other things that conservatives have put forward that even though they don't address the situation, they don't address the problem, I kind of agree with in some ways. I think having tighter security at the schools is a good idea. I think having the doors locked during school time is a good idea. I mean, it's little things like that that can help, you know, de-escalate the situation. It's little things like that that can help the situation, but it doesn't address the problem. The problem is that it's too easy to purchase guns. There's not enough regulation of, and the fact that if they blame it on mental health, which they have been in the past couple days, it's always a mental health issue. It's not a gun issue. If it's a mental health issue, then why did President Trump, during his term, why did he make it easier for people with mental health issues to purchase guns? And then, and speaking of them contradicting their own, you know, agenda, they have the gall to hold the NRA convention today in Texas, the same state where 21 people were just killed a couple days ago. Where, I shit you not, where a school where kids were protecting themselves, laying next to their dead classmates, their dead fucking children classmates, and one girl actually a couple people dipped their hands in the blood of their classmates that was on the floor and smeared it on themselves so they could look dead, and then they laid there and pretended to be dead because the shooter was there for like an hour before they finally rushed in and took him out. Let's just arm the kids too while we're at it. You know, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, and nobody's more pure than children. So let's strap up children, and let's teach at least one or two of them to carry a weapon in the back of the classroom, just in case someone busts in, the kid can cap his ass and then be a hero. This girl has been kind of celebrated as a survivor because she was smart enough to do this, and it was clever. And yeah, it was clever. It was straight out of a movie. But you're glossing over the fact that an 11-year-old girl had to smear herself in the fucking blood of her classmates to survive. What's wrong with you? If you're listening to this, and you're, and God knows why you're listening to this if you don't agree with what I'm saying. It's not like this is the first show you've ever listened to, so you know what my stance is. But if you're listening to this, and you're holding your guns right now, you've got your guns in your fucking arms like your children instead of your children, because your guns matter more to you than the lives of kids. What's wrong with you? You same people that got so upset, that get so upset over pro-life, and you want to outlaw abortions because we have to protect our children, but you don't want to protect children in the school from people walking in with fucking assault rifles. You'd rather protect the assault rifles than the kids. What the fuck is wrong with you? You can't see me right now, but I'm sitting here at my desk in my office recording this, and I've got a pen, and I just keep doing the pen and putting the cap back on it over and over again because I'm so fucking angry. And the conservatives, and I know it seems like I go real hard on conservatives on this show. And I do, because most of the time it's the conservative thinking that pisses me off so fucking much. And like, I'm very much an independent. But in moments like this, whenever I hear people like Ted Cruz out there defending guns and saying America is the best and most prosperous and free, safe nation in the world. Safe for who, Ted? It's not safe for trans kids. It's not safe for gay people. It's not safe for black people. It's not even safe for children anymore. So who is this nation safe for? Think about that. And he said, as they always do around this time, that the Democrats are politicizing the issue. They're taking a tragedy and they're politicizing it. Yes, they are. So is everybody. So are you, motherfucker. Every time you defend guns and you say that it's something else and you push the responsibility off on someone else, you are also politicizing this. Everybody is politicizing this. The difference is that the Democrats, whether they're doing it for clout or they really believe what they're saying, at least they're trying to do something to further the issue. They're trying to do something. Well, they say they are, but really, have they done any fucking thing? You've got President Biden in office. Democrats control both the Senate and the House, and we've done nothing. We've done nothing. And in the wake of all this, they'll probably do nothing. They could force a vote on tighter gun laws right now and it would get voted down immediately. Nothing changes. It's like Fallout. War never changes. Government never changes. America never changes. How many dead children do we have to have before something changes? Jesus fucking Christ. Do you hear me repeating myself over and over again on the show multiple times every couple of weeks? How many people have to die before we actually fucking do something? And you say, Shannon, well, what's the solution? You argue and you rant about this and you rave, but what's the solution? I've told you 1,000 times. I don't know what the solution is. I'm not a politician. You didn't elect me to figure this out. I'm like you. I'm angry sitting here watching videos of parents sobbing and crying because they just found out their kids are dead. Did you hear the story? We mentioned it last night that one of the teachers that was shot and killed in this horrific shooting, her husband, after visiting her memorial, died of a heart attack. They're four kids who started this week with both parents getting ready for the end of the school year. By the end of the week are orphans because of this. And I don't know the solution to it, but I'll tell you what the goddamn solution isn't. It's not thoughts and prayers. It's not the template that Republicans now have created on their computer that they can just take out, change the names of the places and slight variations of the situation, and then post it on their Twitter and move the fuck on like it doesn't matter. And then, of course, they'll go on TV and talk about the senseless tragedy and what we can do to stop it, but then they don't do anything. And the things that they suggest aren't going to help anyway. They say that you can't stop evil, that evil doesn't abide by law. Sure, I'll buy that. You're right. If people want to do evil things, they will do evil things. But why do we want to make it so fucking easy for evil to achieve their goal? I don't care what anyone says. When they say that, well, if he didn't have a gun, he would have had a knife. You you could kill people with a knife, absolutely, but you're not going to kill as many people so quickly with a fucking knife. It's not going to happen. Evil will be evil, sure, but we don't have to make it so easy for evil to achieve its goal. And we're also not addressing the issues that led evil to be evil. This kid, this 18-year-old kid, I wanted to call him a guy. He's a kid. They said he was a loner. He was quiet. He was a loner. And he went to work. He didn't socialize. He cashed his check and he left. He went home. So we're going back to that old chestnut, that the loner did it. He was so quiet. And we're going to put a target on these kids. You're putting targets on these kids everywhere, by the way. Every time you talk about this, every time you talk about the loner and he was so quiet and misunderstood or et cetera, et cetera. Every kid that's out there right now in school or, you know, young adults in life who are loners, who maybe have social anxiety or have some kind of mental illness that prevents them from being outgoing and extroverts, you're painting a target on them to be ridiculed and to be mistrusted. And part of that is what leads to more shit like this. So why don't we want to address these issues? Why don't we want to address the baseline issues that cause people to do what they did this week, which are mental illness? Sure, maybe the kid did have something wrong with him. And I bet you instead of getting any help, he was probably made fun of and ridiculed and told to suck it up. And he was probably called a pussy or a snowflake or whatever it is that people call each other nowadays. And the fact that he was able to, at 18 years old, go out and buy assault rifles is also probably part of the problem. And your solutions on the right are bunk. They're absolutely terrible. I mentioned it last night on the show, and I apologize for this being such a rambling, chaotic mess, but the more I talk about it and the more I get into it, the angrier I get. But we had Republican superstar and winner of the Georgia primary in stunning fashion, Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker, in giving his thoughts on what happened in Texas, you know, talked about how Cain killed Abel, I guess, and then proposed that we get a, quote, department that can look at young men that's looking at women that looking at social media. And then said he wanted to put money in the mental health field instead of, quote, departments that want to take away your rights. This is the guy that won the Georgia primary by like a lot. He's a Trump supported candidate. He's a football legend, and this dude is probably going to win. And his solution was to get a department that looks at young men, that looks at young women on social media. What does that mean? What does that mean? And why is it that something that bafflingly stupid and incoherent is probably more viable to the right now than actual gun control laws, which, by the way, most of America supports. Most Americans support tighter gun laws, including people who have guns. Because if part of the solution is just making it a tad harder for any person to go out and buy a man killer, they will welcome that solution. Because if you love guns, I don't think you would care that you have to go through a couple more steps to get a gun. They propose raising the gun age to purchase one to 21, which I also think is a good idea. That's what cigarettes are and alcohol. Someone said, well, you know, you can serve in the military at 18 and you get a gun then, so what's the point? Yes, but in the military, they regulate it. They tell you what to do. They give you your weapon. They give you the ammo. They teach you how to use it. They teach you when you not to use it. As opposed to some 18-year-old who just goes out to the gun store and picks up a couple of assault rifles and then posts about it on social media proudly, and then a couple days later shoots his grandmother in the face and then goes and kills 21 people at a fucking elementary school. What is wrong with you? And then we come to the whole thoughts and prayers thing. I don't want to rant too long on this because it's upsetting. Again, I don't know if you think I'm having fun with this. It's upsetting. I hate talking about this. I would rather talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I would rather talk about celebrity news or movie reviews or something like that. But we have to have this conversation. It's when we get desensitized to the terrible things we see around us and we just turn away and stop paying attention. That's when things get worse. So I beg of you, I know it's hard seeing this, and I know it sucks, and I know it hurts, but you have to keep looking. You cannot turn away, and you must always, always hold these people responsible. And not just the people that do these heinous acts, but the people that enable them. People like politicians, people like the gun lobbyists, the NRA. All of these people need to be held responsible for our dead children. I repeat, dead children. Which part of that does not fucking resonate with you? But I will talk about it. And like clockwork, thoughts and prayers started popping up everywhere. You know my thoughts on thoughts and prayers. I'm not an atheist. I'm not an atheist. I've been accused of being an atheist my entire life. I'm not an atheist. I don't know if I'm agnostic. I don't know what I am. I don't believe necessarily in a Christian God. I don't know what I believe, but I do know this. I do know this. Just praying for something does not make it happen. And I know this personally because I prayed every day, every night, that my mother would get better when she was in the hospital, and she died anyway. I've seen people pray with their community for people who have cancer or some sickness for God to heal them, and it doesn't work. Prayer is great for some people, but it doesn't solve problems. I saw someone post on their page. They changed their cover photo. It said, thoughts and prayers are useless to dead children, which is true. And then somebody jumped on it and talked about how no prayer, we should not get rid of prayer. Prayer is needed. And then someone jumped onto them and said, prayer is bullshit. You know, they basically say what I say. And I don't know why that struck a chord with me. I felt the need to respond, and I did. And I believe this, and I want to state this right now. I think, and I may have said this on the show last night, I think that thoughts and prayers within a community that is suffering is perfectly fine. Those families in Texas who are waking up today, again, for the second or third day, without their children, because their children are gone. Their children are dead. I think that them building each other up with prayer and thoughts and community support is 100% fine. I am perfectly okay with that, and I think it's helpful. I think it's 100% helpful. And I think that people around the country that want to pray for these people is perfectly okay. And that's perfectly fine and helpful, because prayer is comforting. It does lift people up. And anything that's going to help these guys get through this trauma is fine by me. I support it. But what I don't support is the people that are in charge, the people that are in power, the politicians, the Mitch McConnells, the Chuck Schumers, the President Joe Bidens, these guys who offer their prayers and thoughts and do nothing about it. That is their answer is, I guess, we'll just pray on it and let God sort it out, because God, this is a Christian nation. No, it's not a Christian nation, and God ain't sorting out shit. It is on you. It is your responsibility to figure this out and to help the situation. And so far, you have done fucking nothing. You have done nothing but sit by and watch more and more people die. And not only have you watched more and more people die, but you're enabling it. You are responsible for these deaths too, because you do nothing through your inaction. Because you would rather protect the guns and the lobbyists. You would rather protect your power, because you know that without their money, a significant chunk of your power is going to be gone, because you won't win re-election. You won't be in power anymore. And you know that because you know there are a lot of people out there like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and all these other little fucking worms who will absolutely sell out their convictions and their morals and pick the NRA and gun lobbyists and Big Pharma and all these other horrible organizations. They will absolutely pick them over their morals and over the American people. And they will take your spot because they will get more money. They will get more attention. And if you stand up for your convictions and morals, you will probably lose. But Jesus fucking Christ, in the year 2022, after how many school shootings and how many dead kids and how many dead people across the United States killed by gun violence that could have been prevented, do you finally stand up for your morals? Do you finally stand up for your convictions? Stop taking money from the lobbyists and do something good with the power that you have right now. Because sure, you may lose your power in the next couple of years, but Jesus, what is more important to you? Having political power and doing nothing with it, or doing what you can with what you've got while you've got it? You can literally make a stand and protect our children and protect America and make everyone safer by just having some common sense fucking gun laws and addressing the real life issues that cause people to do what they did. But you don't do it. You stay where you are because you want your power so bad, because you're greedy, greedy, greedy fucking people. And until we do something about this, until someone finally stands up and says enough is enough and we do something, I guarantee you that I will be doing this exact show in another couple of weeks when another shooting happens. And we're going to just turn this show from no turning back into just Shannon screams into the void about common sense. When I was younger, in high school and in college especially, I was so edgy, it was embarrassing. I made stupid jokes. I made edgy jokes. I made fun of one of my teachers' dead husband because we thought it was funny and we were taking the piss out of her. It's not funny. It wasn't funny then. It's not funny now. I don't enjoy doing that. And I can't make jokes about this. I can't do anything other than scream into the void. Because what else can I do? I'm sick of this. I'm fucking sick of it. And that's the show. That's it. I don't know what else to say. I'm not going to plug any of the other shows this week. Not going to do that. I don't want to. I just want something to change. I've grown up a lot since I was in college and I made stupid jokes about people's dead husbands and suffering and death. That shit, it's not funny and it takes a toll on you. And I've seen so much of it in the past couple of years that I'm starting to get to the point now where when these things pop up on television, I cry. I don't know if I'm just more empathetic now or what, but like I can't take this anymore. And if I can't take this, if I'm so sick of seeing this and it hurts me so much to see it, imagine how those parents feel this week knowing that they're going to have to bury their children soon, that their children aren't safe in school where they go to learn 10 years old, 11 years old, gunned down in cold blood. And their solution is to give teachers guns and let them sort it out. It's pathetic. That's it, guys. And see you next week for all new shows. Please take care of yourself out there. Love each other. Be kind. Be sensible. And I'll see you next week.